This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All you wanted was a dislike button, but no. Today, Facebook announced five new ways you can respond to a post on that site. That's in addition to the clearly boring old like button, which has been around since 2009, by the way. The new reactions are called reactions, and they're basically five animated emoji. Our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, is here to give us her reaction. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right, I got to get this out of the way because I'm not the only one who's asking. You got to help me understand why this matters.
Well, I mean, it matters because everyone uses it. And if you've looked around at all today, everyone is talking about it. But also newsfeed, you know, it's Facebook's single most valuable property. And the like button actually gets clicked about 6 billion times a day.
No, really? Wow.
Billions of times. So it generates a ton of data about how users interact and what posts they like. That helps Facebook sort of craft the newsfeed. And if they get that right, then you stay interested and you click on things, and those things include ads. And people, and honestly, people want this. They've been asking for something like this for years, at minimum a dislike button.
That's right.
And instead we have these five new ways to express our feelings: love and laughter and a big surprised wow, a sad face, and a mad face.
That's all we get is five? Because honestly, there's so much more you want to say on Facebook.
Well, okay, that's what I would have thought too. And Facebook put this huge team of data scientists on this. And at first, they got this behavioral scientist and he said, listen, you're going to need at least 20 different emoji because there's no way. So they decided to break it down. Here's Tom Allison. He's an engineering lead at Facebook.
Okay.
In particular, they looked at short comments. So these 1 to 3 word comments that people leave on posts. There are things like, you know, awesome or yay or congratulations. It turns out that, you know, when you kind of put them into categories, there were really 4 or 5 different types of comments outside of like that people were leaving on posts.
And that's it. They tested these across various countries. They ran them against various cultural issues. And they found that love, laughter, excitement, sorrow, and rage are basically universal human sentiments. It's kind of deep.
Universal sentiment as translated on Facebook. Okay, let me get back to the whole data thing, right? What does Facebook then get out of this by these five emoticons?
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely something in it for Facebook. They do get more nuanced data. I mean, one Gartner analyst already described the data generated just by the like button as priceless. So now they're able to see what kind of posts we really love or that make us mad. So they get more useful information for crafting the news feed. And then here is Tom Allison again with the big thing.
So you will be able to leave reactions on ads. And I think that this will actually help advertisers understand how people are responding to their content.
So basically, brands that have pages, they immediately get access to these data breakdowns on the reactions that people leave on posts.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, Facebook will roll out tools to advertisers that will also give them detailed reports. And you can imagine, this is going to be a treasure trove that helps shape messaging all over Facebook. And that's where the money is.
Man. Facebook taking over the world. Emoji by emoji. No, I don't heart it. Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. See ya.
My pleasure, Kai. Bye.